You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new paper on the Global Ocean Observing System and how funding cuts may affect the quality of data it collects was released last week. The paper found that if the United States was to leave the system entirely, errors in data for how fast the ocean is warming could increase up to 163%. The scientists behind the paper are warning that if the funding goes ahead, it could undermine efforts to track warming and hurricanes and forecast weather, which is increasingly important as climate change impacts become worse. To discuss the funding of the Global Ocean Observing System, I talked to honorary academic in physics from the University of Auckland, Kevin Trenberth. Now, can you just start off by explaining the Global Ocean Observing System and why it's so important?
Yes, so the Global Ocean Observing System is run out of UNICEF, which is a bit of a problem in itself because some countries don't like to fund UNICEF, including the US, but the so-called GOOS has been reasonably funded. And the efforts really grew up in the 1980s. I was a part of that, in particular because of the El Nino phenomenon. And there's a major El Nino brewing at the moment. And so this meant trying to find out just what was happening a lot better in the tropical Pacific. And it ended up with an array of moored buoys. These are moored to the bottom of the ocean. Some of these cables were, 4 kilometers long. And there's an interesting little story that, the first time they put a couple out, the cable themselves was so heavy, it dragged the surface buoy down to the bottom and they sank. So they had to redesign the cable. But anyway, there's been some 100 or so of those out there for some time now. Most of them came from the U.S. initially, but Japan contributed, and now there's extra moorings in the Atlantic and in the Indian Ocean. And they are now complemented all by what are called Argo profiling floats. And these are long tubes. They're about a meter and a half long. They have a chamber inside that can either be pumped full of seawater, and in which case the float sinks. They normally reside about 1 kilometer depth, and then if you fill the chamber up, they sink to about 2 kilometers depth, and then they pump the seawater out, and as a result, the float sort of pops up to the surface, and on the way, it takes measurements of temperature and salinity, and then when it's on the surface, there's an aerial which radios all of that information back to ground-based stations. And these things drift with the current at about 1 kilometer depth, and then they trigger this profiling. And they do that about every 10 days. And there's about 4,000 of these around all of the global oceans now. Now, there's some places where they don't work very well, such as in coastal areas. They may run ashore or with ice, and so other means of measuring those regions have to be included. And there's some innovative ways of measuring under ice by putting a little instrument on the top of an elephant seal. And when they dive down and go under the ice, they make measurements of temperature and salinity. And when they come back up again, they radio that information back to the ground-based stations. It's amazing to see. If anyone's interested, you could Google elephant seals with instruments, and it's really spectacular. And so these are all run by a network of stations around the world. About half of the observations have been made by the United States, which has sort of led the development of this observing system. And there are other countries that purchase these Argo floats and participate by adding moorings in various places. And New Zealand plays a key role by helping to deploy these floats into places where gaps begin to occur. And so the goal is to have one of these floats about every 300 kilometers across the ocean, and that's done reasonably well. But of course, they're drifting. And some of them run ashore, some of them get fouled in various ways. that has been a problem that has had to be dealt with. They get fouled with salt and seaweed and shells and so on grow on them. And so they have a lifetime of about 4.5 to maybe 5 years now before the battery expires, and then they have to keep seeding them with new ones. And New Zealand's played a key role in doing that, although New Zealand has not purchased as many as some other countries. And now there are proposed cuts to both NOAA and the National Science Foundation in the United States under the Congress, and the U.S. contributions are threatened. And so what we did in our paper that has just been published in Nature Climate Change is to explore what happens if various kinds of cuts occur in this observing system, and how well would be able to measure various kinds of signals, and especially things like the global warming in the ocean.
And the paper found there'd be a drop-off in the quality of data if these cuts went through. What are the effects we'd see from this?
So if the U.S. were withdrawn from GOES entirely, then there would be reasonable monitoring in parts of the North Atlantic and regionally off of Australia and Japan and so on. But the estimate is that the estimates of how fast the ocean is warming, would the errors would increase by 163%. In other words, the information then is pretty useless in terms of tracking where all of the heat from global warming is going, because over 90% of it ends up in the ocean. And so that's a big issue. And of course, it depends exactly the nature of those cuts. And in the past there, like during the pandemic, there were big losses in some of the moored arrays in the tropical Pacific, moored buoys, because they have to be serviced sometimes every 6 months, but certainly every year in various ways. So there has to be a ship go out to do that. And so a lot of those were lost. And then the ability to track just what's going on with El Nino is greatly cut. And so with a big El Nino brewing at the moment, this turns out to be very important, and also in general with global warming, because the global warming not only affects the ocean and the expansion of the ocean, but it changes sea level. And so sea level is an important issue for New Zealand, and it keeps increasing on average globally nowadays about 4 millimeters per year. And that adds up over time, and it means that storm surges and so on are greater than they used to be, and it causes flooding and erosion.
If this data is so important, especially now, why do you think there's been a decrease in funding for these important systems?
The funding grew up initially under research banners. That was true in the U.S., and over time, and so that would be under the National Science Foundation, for instance, maybe a little bit in NOAA. But there were major efforts made to at least get some of those become part of the routine funding for monitoring in those organizations. And this is true in other countries as well. And so in Europe, there's, I don't know exactly what the fraction is, let's say half or something like that, is in the monitoring budgets of the organizations of the government, but the rest is in research grants, which means individual scientists have to write a proposal to get the instruments that they can then go out and deploy. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of the deployments of these floats are regional rather than global. And it's mainly the U.S. that has filled up the gaps globally. And Australia's done a fairly good job. And as I say, New Zealand helps to fill in the gaps. They deploy these floats from the United States and from other countries just using their oceanographic going ships. So New Zealand has played an important role. But the funding is often not secure. It's not part of an essential monitoring. And some people, unfortunately, in the Trump administration, for instance, don't want to know what's going on. And it's not just the ocean monitoring that is targeted, but also things like the very important Mauna Loa on in Hawaii, measurements of carbon dioxide, which is the longest carbon dioxide measurements. And, you know, carbon dioxide is going up at record rates. And that's one of the key things that signals that the planet, the atmosphere is changing and the planet is warming up and climate change is underway. And so some people don't want to know that. They'd rather fly blind, which is absolutely crazy to me.
That was honorary academic in physics from the University of Auckland, Kevin Tramberth, speaking to me about the defunding of the Global Ocean Observing System.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.